brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. Your phone calls coming up. A lot of other news. I want to get into the cloning. Aaron finished the special report this morning, but it's in high def, so it's not encoding quickly. Who knows if it'll... we'll be able to air it before the show ends today. If not, it'll be premiered tomorrow. But going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, it's admitted that the multinationals use the U.S. for their muscle. What are they planning to do once they fully sucked the United States dry and totally bankrupted us? What are they, I mean, I guess, as Ron Paul said, they're going to lean on nuclear weapons? I mean, at a certain point, they are destroying their own command base, Dr. Roberts, with this deindustrialization you talked about.
That's right. It's short run. They are thinking short run. You know, most CEOs are only there a few years. It's not a lifetime job. They're there a few years, generally just before retirement age, and they use the opportunity to maximize their short run incomes. The short-term incomes, and then they retire with multimillions and are comfortable. And that way of running a country is not the way the Chinese and Japanese run their country. And so we're losing out, and there's nothing that can be done about it given the structure of the incentives. But to get back to where we were before your break, let me say something that's unequivocal. The debt ceiling crisis is of no real consequence compared to the offshoring of the American jobs and to the financial deregulation. Unless the financial deregulation is largely reversed, and unless something can be done not just to stop the offshoring of jobs, but to bring back the millions that have been offshored, there's no possibility of the United States being able to continue the kinds of expenditures that it's used to. It can't have wars at all. It can't have a military security complex at all. It may not be able to have any old age retirement pensions or Medicare or Medicaid or just about anything else, because it's destroying the tax base of the country. And so unless they pay attention and re-regulate, and they need to put back in place everything they took out. And unless they find some way to bring those jobs back and to stop the hemorrhaging of jobs, which, as you pointed out, they are continuing now with the Korean free trade agreement. This is insanity. Unless they stop this, the whole game is up. That's simply a fact. This is not a partisan statement. It's not a hysterical statement. It's not an opinion. It's a simple fact.
Doctor, what's the time frame in closing? I know you don't want to put exact times on it, but you said 3 years ago, during the 2008, you said no. 2, 3, 4 years out is when I'd have to guesstimate the real collapse, Alex. These things take longer, and I think you've been proven right. But here we are 3 years later. Are we a lot closer to 2 minutes to midnight?
Yes, we are. Look, the other day, the U.S. dollar hit yet another new low against the Swiss franc. One U.S. super dollar is equal to 80 Swiss cents. When I was a young man, a dollar was worth 420 Swiss cents. Today, 80. This collapse has been accelerating during this year. Look at the price of gold and silver. Look at the increased criticism of the United States from foreign governments, as you pointed out, China itself. So I think the acceleration of the collapse is underway.
Sure, we've only got 20 seconds. So what's the time frame to where, because they're now admitting we're really in a depression more and more. Are you talking about another year? How long until it's really evident?
I think by the end of the year, we'll realize we're in a deeper recession. I don't know what hysterical responses that would call.
All right. Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Brent, Sarah, Carl, Thomas, Preston, we're going to get to all your calls and more. Also, coming up, I have the Genesis talk show host coming on that are suing Rachel Maddow for claiming that they were saying kill gay people, which they never said, and they told MSNBC this and showed them proof, and they didn't stop. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen to MSNBC when they willfully and knowingly try to hurt people just for fun. It's one thing if you say something and you're proven wrong, but it wasn't on purpose. But when you do it with malice of forethought, with intent to do harm, you will be found liable in the courts. And we're going to be having those guys pop in towards the end of the broadcast. And by the way, I'm going to have to go into overdrive today. For the radio audience, you'll be able to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com at 4 or 5 o'clock today and see this big special report. And I'll be able to give you the name of the report soon. But I don't want to give it out until the article's up. But we're going to premiere it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're just going to keep the radio show going for another 30 minutes into the next hour, but it won't be on your local AM and FM dial. It'll just be PrisonPlanet.tv only and the audio streams because we've taken the last 2-3 days to put this together, and it's really a big issue, and it needs to get out there. And so we're going to premiere it to the Prison Planet Dot TV, folks, when we go into overdrive. Now, by the end of the show, if it isn't done in coding, these computers drive me insane. Sometimes a 15-minute presentation might take 30 minutes to encode because it's high def. Sometimes it might take 3 hours, and it's been doing that today. It's been encoding since about 10 o'clock this morning, so I thought we'd be able to premiere it in this hour. But for radio listeners, you'll be able to, after the show, later today, we'll put it up on the YouTube channel first. But we're going to put it on PrisonPanda.tv first. Coming up, and this deals with human clones, and the governments have kept secret. Now they admit they've been splicing them with animals for at least 15 years that I know about. Well, they admitted 15 years ago they were doing it, 5 years before, so 20. And Aaron, because you know he knows I'll rant information out, and then in these research pieces, he then has to take keywords that I say. Because a lot of times when I do a special presentation, I'll sit down for 20 minutes, search keywords of articles I know I've read over the years. I'll find five or six of hundreds I've seen. I'll walk off, shoot the presentation, hand it to Aaron, and then it's always worse than when I say on the video. And he's like, we might have to reshoot this, Alex. They're admitting cloned humans in artificial wombs in the 70s, and there's photos of them in Time Life books, and they admit eugenics, and they admit that the government's going to take control of the entire reproductive cycle and basically sterilize everybody with chemicals, and then you'll have to go to the government to be able to get reproductive stuff done. You'll pay to have your genetics taken and splice with your wife. That's how they'll have, they have like embryos now being made in England out of three different people, two men, one woman. You know, and it's all trendy and transhuman. So they destroy our capability to have children with chemicals, and they come in with their genetic engineering system, and then we buy into it. They're masters of this because it's a total ruthless scorched earth policy. And I really can't even do justice to this. Aaron did a 8.5-minute analysis of the piece that's coming out later today at Infowars.com. It's GM Human Animal Hybrids, emerging market for organs, babies, and big pharma. And his report shows a lot of the research that's going to go into this big report coming out later in the day. And sometimes when it encodes for 4 or 5 hours, it just shuts down and says didn't encode. So we think it'll be airing next hour. I can't even guarantee that. But I've been building this up for the last few days because we need to, like, say this is important. Out of all the other crazy things happening, this is what's important. Like Dr. Roberts just agreed with the communist Chinese and Ron Paul and with Nobel Prize-winning economists. The debt ceiling is a debate about deck chairs on the Titanic. The ship is on its side, about to go under. We've been maneuvered into this position. They've got NORTHCOM and the military ready and executive orders for financial martial law. They've already stolen the pension funds, public and private. They've already stolen the military's pension funds. That's why they're now telling you you're not going to get anything. And right now they're just training us to raise taxes, cut benefits, gut things further, pay everything to the bankers so they can buy up all the commodities and all the real estate and all the defense companies. And they don't need us anymore. They don't need an economy. The globalists constantly talk about, well, they have five kids and private jets and, you know, billion-dollar estates, about how we're scum and how they want to kill us. And the psychopaths have created this eugenics cosmology to really incorporate and give structure just to their psychopathic, power-tripping ways. And we are in a red-level emergency. A red-level emergency. I wish I was wrong. But everything the globalists said they would do in white papers written 100 years ago, 70 years ago, 25 years ago, 5 years ago, everything they say they do, from poison in the water supply to GMO that sterilizes you to vaccines laced with cancer viruses, they've done it. And we just muddle through doubling in cancer the last decade, doubling of diabetes. I mean, they're murdering us hardcore. And they're running around with our blood all over their hands. They're shifting the terror apparatus from Muslims to the other populations, as I told you they do. And they're getting ready to start blowing things up and shooting up shopping malls. And then you'll know why the telescreens are up saying, watch your neighbor. I mean, they are about to hammer us hard. You think they'd carry out all these crimes without a plan? You think they would ship guns to Mexico and to gangs in Miami to control the drug trade? I mean, the big banks launder drug money publicly and don't get in trouble. They are going for broke. They're coming on down. They are overrunning us. They are bum-rushing us. They're dropping the hammer, and you can't get in the fetal position and think they're going to walk over you. Just like the people at that island with the globalist killer, you know, cowering and hoping he wouldn't kill them. They'd have done better to, you know, hide behind a rock and, you know, run up behind him and, you know, at least if he's going to shoot you, get your adrenaline going. Believe me, you turn your adrenaline on and, you know, you're going to take some hits, but unless they're absolutely placed perfectly, you're going to get even more fired up when those bullets start hitting you. You're going to find that real ape power all of us has got to actually tear arms out of people's sockets. And, you know, that's what happened in the old days when you had a shooter. You know, people would just gut up, charge them, take them out. And but we've been taught just lay down helplessly and wait for the police. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is run by criminals. Your average low-level government person is just a dumb ignoramus like everybody else who isn't awake. And it's time for people to get awake and realize what's happening. Now, you know, on the economic front, there is no silver bullet. But I have tried to encourage people to understand the laws of economics. And that when they go into QE 1, 2, and now 3, that it's going to increase the price of stocks because they're a commodity at the end of the day, financial instrument, you know, store of, quote, wealth, another fiat currency. They're going to go up. So you're going to think your stocks are going up. They're not really. Every other commodity, gold, silver, oil, all going up. But you look at the Swiss franc, it's flat with gold because the franc is sovereign and isn't being devalued. Their country isn't run by complete criminals who could care less about the nation's future. These globalists are in there one-upping each other on who can be the most ruthless. Oh, you think you're slick stealing all the death benefits of troops? We'll ship guns directly to drug dealers and get caught and not get in trouble. You know, this is the attitude that we're seeing. And I wanted to briefly, as we go to break and come back with your calls, go to Ted Anderson. I drug him in here today. I don't even know what the offers are. I know the prices are steadily going up because, you know, you were buying gold and silver he bought 2 months ago when it was really low. And then you were buying stuff he bought a month ago, and that's running out. And so it'll just keep going up and up and up. I would take advantage of it now because if the gold and silver are exploding in the middle of the summer, this has never happened in my experience, imagine the fall. You think it's high at 1,622 right now. And silver at, you know, 41 or whatever, you ain't seen nothing yet. So, Ted, briefly, give folks the latest news and today's silver and gold offer.
Well, Bloomberg is quoting right now that gold futures hit a high of 1,631.20 today. Delivery gold hit a peak of 1,629.80. That just means the contracts that are coming due at this moment. Currently, right now, I'm holding the prices I had on Monday, even though the prices have gone up like crazy. Francs are at 354. Gold, British sovereigns are at 444. One of the things that you can pick up, and I can't say this one enough, get two silver dollars and the American Dream video for $85 delivered. I mean, you're not going to buy the videos. I mean, the videos are hardly that. The silver dollars are way over that now. I mean, silver hit a peak today of 41.55. That's the delivered price. Obviously, the futures are higher. You're right about that, Alex. We haven't seen the fall yet. Here we are sitting in July, which is usually the lowest point in gold and silver, and we have this budget impasse going on. And the question is are we going to kill the country by raising the debt ceiling, or are we going to kill the country by defaulting on debt? I mean, what difference does it make? You're better off having physical gold and silver than you are having this funny fiat money that they have that they're giving to us and expecting it to be good. I would really suggest that people take advantage of that book and take the American Dream. But while you're in, call about, you know, ask about the Silver Eagles or the Gold Eagles, or, you know, there's a whole long line of different things. I mean, the British sovereigns and francs are smaller pieces of gold. You got to realize how important that's going to be when everything falls apart, to have a small piece of gold that's divisible and portable and something that you can carry with you. I mean, they used to sew these in the collars of the Air Force, you know, the people who fly the airplanes in World War II, because if they got shot down, they'd have a piece of gold in their collar they could use to negotiate their way to freedom. You know, it's just, it makes sense. I mean, the central banks of the world use gold and silver as a reserve currency for themselves.
Absolutely. Ted, we're out of time, but people on the deal with the silver dollars and the free book and video, you can't beat that anywhere. The francs, the sovereigns, the other gold coins, you got a whole list of radio specials. People, when they call, need to say, what's the Alex Jones radio specials? The regular deals are smoking hot and great, but these are lost leaders. You cannot beat these prices. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold these deals? deals.
Just till tonight, midnight. We'll look tomorrow again.
And it'll go up tomorrow, 800-686-2237. Don't wait. Thank you, Ted.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfood, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the way, that video did finish encoding. We can air it right now. But now I have guests coming up in the next segment. We'll see what happens. This is getting crazier by the minute. This human cloning genetic engineering subject is the big kahuna. It is the greatest threat to humanity, and it just shows the madness of the ruling class. They think they're in control, but they're not in control of themselves. And they get us obsessing over, you know, fake terror alerts and things, when meanwhile, the elite are just running completely mad. Brent in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, AJ. How you doing?
Good.
I spoke to you like long last fall. I was just calling. Nothing new, but update on the military complex. I guess in New Freeport, PA, a Lockheed Martin surveillance blimp had been launched from Akron, Ohio at like 5 o'clock in the morning and like went down and crashed over in, like I said, Freeport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they got giant surveillance blimps everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that.
I wrote about it 12 years ago, and people still don't believe it. I mean, it's just completely out of control.
And, like, they're, like, relaying, like, all the questions to the local state police barracks, and, like, nothing's being admitted about right now or nothing.
Well, no, they've conditioned people that even when incredible danger is admitted, people just take it like jellyfish. I mean, they now admit they've been splicing humans with animals and then torturing these poor creatures for decades, and it's not even an issue. You tell adults about it, and they go, yeah, but the NFL. I mean, do people have any idea? Hey, they stole the troops' pension funds. Ah, so what? Hey, Obama shipped guns to the drug gangs to blame the Second Amendment. Well, I'll just turn my guns in. I appreciate your call, Brent. But again, you're always going to have folks that are zombies and don't care. We have a giant core of people worldwide and here in the U.S. that are awake and do know what time it is. So let's just ignore the brain-dead sheep, move forward. The globalists don't have a right to be doing these things to us. We're going to stand up and call them out for the scumbags they are. See, it's a mind game. It's a confidence game. Sarah in Kentucky, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
I was calling because I live in Kentucky, and my husband works for a small business here. They're a contracting business, and they did some business out of town a couple of months ago, and when he came home, he said that one of the workers for Hewlett-Packard had told him about some government contract through FEMA, and they made a lot of money selling some laptops to FEMA, and they were for relocation camps in the southeastern United States. And so, like, since he had the, you know, the passcode to get onto the website or whatever, we went ahead and looked at all the other bids, you know, that were out there. And people who don't believe that those relocation centers are real, they're wrong, they are real. There's a bunch of them, and they're staffing them right now. And they've been there for a long time. Some of them have been there and operational for a lot of years. And, you know, we were looking at it, and we were like, why didn't they use those in Hurricane Katrina? You know, if that's what they're really for, is for disasters, some of them were already open and operational.
No, I know. What they do is they have little semantical lawyer manipulations where Obama says, this isn't a war, it's a kinetic action. And the Houston Chronicle, the Wall Street Journal have all reported on them. 3 1-million-man camps funded in 2005. They admit they've built these emergency centers, but they say they're not concentration camps. They're emergency relocation. But yes, I've been to the urban warfare drills where they break up the families and give you shots and do interrogate you and you know, do have to beat some people. And it's all for when things collapse. And they've just been getting ready, getting us in debt, getting us ready for the collapse. And now more and more, they're introducing us to the idea. And they'll say to the 100+ million on different forms of assistance, you're not going to get your checks unless you support us rounding up all these right wingers. And they're going to say, take their guns. And the government's going to go, that's right. And would you welfare folks and others, would you like to be given automatic weapons to fight the white al-Qaeda? And they're going to say, yes. And I was sent an internal document. I told Kurt to post it a few days ago. I never saw it on the site. He may have. But we were sent internal DPS documents in their hiring. And it's like, do not let anyone know this. We're only trying to hire military, you know, ahead of issues. And yes, they're just massively building up. And the police are going to follow orders from the bankers that did all this. This is a criminal takeover. And the police will sit there lovingly watching the bankers that destroyed America, give them orders on the news. And when you watch FEMA drills on TV, it's all military people that are there, and they'll, like New Orleans, they'll tell them, go get the guns. The U.S. military will march in. You give them a problem, they'll just cut you in half, high five. That's how you defend America, and they're ready to roll. Some of those purchase orders have been made public, and the hiring the hundreds of thousands of relocation officers. But stay there after our guests leave. I want to come back to you and finish up with more on those loving relocation centers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the lady calling in, whose husband and others were working with Hewlett-Packard and all the FEMA camp relocation center contracts. Those are public. I mean, she said she saw others that weren't public, but I'd like to be sent those. Send them to showtips at InfoWars.com with your tips. But I remember, and we've written articles about where they came out just last year, wanted to hire 100,000 relocation specialists for here in the United States. And then the government pulled it once it got attention. And they had the other document, of course, that came out where they were funding 3 1 million person camps. And then, of course, they had the Emergency Centers Act that was a law they tried to pass last year that just funded further and made public and put into law that the former military bases have been retrofitted to hold people during emergencies, including terror attacks, including political dissidents. And we want to be able to round them up and put them in them. And we need more funding to do it. And there'll also be emergency centers during collapse. And then you say, well, you're building these. And they say, yeah, but those are for emergencies. These aren't concentration camps. Though we have the Rex 84 documents, and that's exactly what they are. So we'll be talking more about that. And then I will get into the big cloning special It'll be for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers only, and audio stream listeners. I'll just continue the show into the fourth hour. I've got to quit doing this someday because starting September 1st, I start the weeknight TV show. That's why I cut the fourth hour a year ago or so I could get around to doing all this. But then once I'm hot on the trail of something, like a beagle chasing a fox or something, there's no stopping us here. Now, I got contacted a month or two ago when this first happened, and I was aware of their show here on the Genesis Network, syndicated by Genesis on AM and FM stations around the country. And I meant to get them on, but I said, well, not today, Ted, the owner of Genesis. I said, I want to look at the case first. And then time passed, and I forgot to look at the case. But since then, I have. Headline, WorldNet Daily. It's also up at the Drudge Report today. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, sued for defamation. Left-wing television commentators must be made to respect the law. And I remember hearing about a supposed speech, a prayer at the Minnesota legislature, and that they'd said in the news, they said, kill gay people. And then I went and found the text of it, and they didn't say anything like that. And it was really weird. And they ran around ninnying all over TV about it, freaking out about the Tea Parties want to kill us and all this stuff. And it just shows the division. Hey, you don't want government health care? You want to kill black people. You know, you don't like black people. They just throw this nonsensical stuff in there. And, you know, in the Rise of the Right, Rise of the New Right that they aired last year and again this year, they've aired it more than 10 times on MSNBC, it ends saying that Ron Paul and I want violence. They took out of context what we said about the founders and, you know, edited the clips together. And I guess I could sue them for that. And I'm not blaming these guys for suing them. I understand why they are. I don't blame WorldNet Daily for suing Vanity Fair, for lying and saying their book had been recalled. I mean, that's economic devastation. But where are the lawsuits against Media Matters saying they're going to infiltrate Fox News, News Corp, and other, quote, libertarian and conservative news sites? You know what that means, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. We're the folks they attack every day on that George Soros-funded outfit. And, they're saying, and the memo came out in Politico now 4 months ago, and Politico was very supportive of it. They love it. It was basically, we're going to infiltrate, get involved in companies, and destroy them from within. I mean, that is felony time. So where is the charges? Well, where are the charges on Obama's people for shipping guns to Mexico and lying about it? And that's now been testified in Congress that, yes, the White House was informed and was in command of it. Well, of course they were. The FBI and DEA were involved, not just ATF. And we have that clip. Later we have time, we'll play that from the actual situation. But joining us from New York, they're normally in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but they're there right now for their lawsuit against Ms. Maddow. Are the folks involved in this suit, Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, other listeners of the show, they've sent me their books and music before. It's really interesting information. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Sons of Liberty radio show. And they join us here today. So you guys are suing MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. Tell us, the real story of what happened, and you tried to get retractions, and she just laughed at you.
Well, about a year ago, Alex, thanks for having us, by the way.
You bet.
We were actually making a comment on the radio, and the comment was basically, call it what I said. I once made a reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law, but at no point did I suggest that I condone the methods that radical Muslims use to enforce Sharia law. And what happened is they took what I said, and what I had said is the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America from Washington, D.C. The homosexual communities picked it up and turned it that Bradley Dean was advocating the execution of homosexuals.
Yeah, that's funny. They won't criticize the radical Muslims for that That's taboo and political correctness. They'll only criticize Christians if you say, don't teach my five-year-old how to, have any type of sex. Leave our kids alone. And then they twist that and knowingly convolute it with malice of forethought with attempt to do harm.
That's exactly right. And really what this is not about, I want to say this right up front, is this isn't about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are being attacked, namely the young in public high schools. And that's what this is really about. And what they want to do is they want to keep me on the defense so they can stay on the offense, and they want to create a monster so they can continuously play the victim.
All over the country, it is a fact, and I wouldn't want heterosexuals recruiting 7-year-olds. They target children, and I can't even say on the radio what's been for 20 years taught, but they teach people sexual acts that can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about, fisting, ladies and gentlemen. Things like that are taught to 7-year-olds. Please continue.
Okay. And basically what happened is I put a disclaimer out once the accusation came out through a George Soros outlet. And once that came out, we put the disclaimer out. It was out there the next day. Before we knew it, we were up on Rachel Maddow's paper, her outlet. And what she had did is basically pulled up my disclaimer denouncing what they were saying that I was advocating. Well, a year later, most recently, a couple months back, she comes back out on the radio again or on her television program. And then she says that I'm advocating the execution of homosexuals. And what she said this time around was that we were bloodthirsty and we were calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture wars by omitting my disclaimer this time around, Alex. She said since Christians weren't doing enough to kill gays and lesbians.
Yeah, she said that as if you had said it. It wasn't anywhere near what you'd said. And correct me if I'm wrong, that was a few months ago when you had a prayer at the Minnesota legislature. So she spun that you were giving prayers saying kill people at the state house. I mean, just total and complete psyops directly funded with banker bailout money by Barack Hussein Obama.
Over 2,000 outlets from the East Coast to the West Coast to Texas to Minnesota, over 2,000 outlets reported on my prayer and not one person asked me one question. And it had nothing to do with homosexuality.
No, it was on the news that you gave a prayer at the legislature saying murder gay people. Now, expanding on this, from what I've read in the press releases and things, you guys contacted them, you made it clear over and over again,
yep.
And they just demonically snickered.
They did. In every sense of the word, they ignored it, and they kept maintaining that I was advocating the execution of homosexuality.
And Alex, I think that's part of the point of this suit. When is enough? And we're sick of people saying, it's so evil, it's so bad what they do, and taking no action. And that is the importance of this case. Is number one, it's protecting our future posterity, our next generation. We're putting our walk where our talk is, and we're saying, this is enough. You need to be held accountable. Nobody should get away with this, no matter what. We don't care if it's NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, any of those sources. Media cannot be covered like this, because if they didn't have a lie, they would have nothing to prop up. We need to have upright coverage. We believe in people's First Amendment right. That's why you're on the radio, Alex. That's why we're on the radio at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is to set a precedent to bring media to accountability to the First Amendment. You can't just say what you want to do and cloak it under I have freedom of speech.
Well, I think you need to. Absolutely. I've had to sue somebody once because just out of the blue, they said I was a drug dealer. I barely even experimented with drugs in high school. I was a jock. I smoked marijuana here and there, tried this or that, never liked it. And I'm very honest about that. And here's somebody just because they're jealous or whatever makes up that I'm and I was forced to do something there. I had a stalker messing with my sister. The police wouldn't do anything. I had to sue them. So I can't be a hypocrite and tell you that I don't like, lawsuits. I still don't like them, but I understand when somebody really drags your name to the mud, and you guys have talked about this, has really hurt you. I mean, folks think that you're calling for the murder of people when you never did anything like that. And so tell us about the lawsuit. Where is this going?
Yeah, basically what it is, and you're right, Alex. I mean, just your name, InfoWars, is important. It's an information war. And when one side is just telling lies constantly and they're not held accountable for it, gee, I wonder who's going to come up with the most creative disaster. About information, it has to be truth and has to be upright. This suit, its purpose, nobody wants to do lawsuits. We're not looking forward to this. This isn't fun to us. We get to sue MSNBC. That's not what this is about. We're a nonprofit organization, so we need folks' help to even carry this out, but we have to set a precedent. That is the importance of this issue. The suit started right now. We filed a complaint this morning in Washington, D.C. Our attorney is Larry Klayman, who is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, and he's a heavy hitter. And he's somebody that believes in our faith, our morals, and our values, and believes in the First Amendment right as well. The suit now will continue, obviously. These things generally get long time and drug out, but it's important for folks like you, and we appreciate you having us on the show, Alex, to be able to get the exposure out to people out there so they know what's really going on.
Sure. Well, look, I've seen Matthews play clips of a woman complaining about the jet fleet of Congress, because I saw the full clip in Texas, Then she cut to talking about how they've increased spending at the White House. They're telling us tie our belts. And they said, well, that woman said that because she doesn't like Michelle Obama because she's black. I mean, that right there is saying you're a racist. That can really hurt you in life and business.
They
throw this stuff around saying you want to murder people. You're calling for bloody wars. They're saying other people are racist out of a clear blue sky,
yep.
and they do it with this demonic race-pimping giggle. They know full well they're just cold-bloodedly playing people off against each other. And whether you win, lose, or draw, this will definitely make Rachel Maddow think twice about the type of stuff she does.
You got it. You got it. And you know what? That's exactly the signal. They are accountable for it, and justice is going to send that the best way, Alex. So all of your listeners listening right now, maybe they're in situations like this, too. Look, just because we're right and just because we have the truth does not mean that you fall down and play victim to or allow them to play the victim to what you're doing. There's a time where you have to stand up and do something again. Bradley and our mission with SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is to reach this next generation. We don't want them to look at us as, you know, conservatives, as people of faith, as people that have morals and values that believe in the Constitution, as a bunch of weaklings that weren't willing to stand up for the next generation. Bradley's done a great job of doing that. You saw it through the Capitol prayer. You can see all the footage of that at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. But we need to stand up for those things, as you are, Alex, and your radio show and all of your new ventures that you're into. We applaud you as well.
Well, all I know is that they want to keep the debate off into these distractions and diversions and playing us off against each other. And I you've got to sue her, I guess, because, you know, you guys didn't say this. You were quoting somebody else. Making a point. And why doesn't Rachel Maddow talk about what the radical Muslims said instead of lying and saying that Christians did it? And MSU, there's one issue I think you should make front and center in all of this that I would use as a platform to also point out that they got banker bailout money and say, and we want this money to come from Rachel Maddow herself and the executives, not from just more American taxpayer money. That's another way to point out they're arrogant, and because, I mean, media wouldn't allow this in the past, because they've got White House backing and George Soros backing, and that's admitted. They're in a war. I mean, Vanity Fair 5 years ago wouldn't print an article saying that the where's the birth certificate had been recalled when it hadn't been and when they knew it hadn't been, unless they were desperate. I mean, they're really trying to play their mafia tactics against us. I hope she enjoys the depositions. I hope she enjoys it all. I hope the executives over there enjoy it, because even if they beat the rap, they're not going to beat the ride. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
You bet. And we'll watch this. Thank you. We'll watch this as it unfolds. Yeah, saying that someone is calling for killing people is their favorite tactic. I've played the clips here where they take out of context what I said about the Founding Fathers and the Second Amendment, what Ron Paul said, and then they said that we were calling for violence. Anyone who knows the show knows that we're calling for the opposite of that. We're trying to fix things peacefully. And we're against the violence of the state trying to force us to, you know, to take part in all of their corruption. Now, I want to go back to Sarah in Kentucky. Sarah specifically, because I'm always ranting and raving and interrupting, you know, whenever somebody mentions a subject. Go back into this. So you guys we're doing a contract for Hewlett-Packard with FEMA. You got into their purchase orders for emergency relocation centers. I pointed out that stuff's actually come out in the news separately with their internment specialist and new camps. They just don't call them concentration camps. They go, there are no camps, kooks. There's emergency relocation centers. And we have the Emergency Relocation Act. And they play these games. But they've been maneuvering us towards economic collapse. So the crisis of dependent, non-self-sufficient people is so bad, they can really break our back and bring us into total communitarianism and Agenda 21. So recap exactly what these documents said and what you saw.
Now, I didn't read a whole lot of it. He was on there, and, you know, it's kind of confusing because it's tiny, but it basically goes through each individual bid. It's just a whole long list of bids, and they were for different locations, all of them in the southeastern part of the United States, and we counted up as many as we could, and there were about 35 different centers. You know, it wasn't like, you know, here's a link for this or a link for that. It was just basically a straight line bid. You know, there's a bid out for this, there's a bid out for that. And it was scary to look at because he didn't even want to tell me about it. He knows I listen to you. He knows I've watched Endgame. He watched Camp FEMA with me, and so he didn't even want to tell me about it.
And what is his view of this? I mean, I guess if they come to pick up us and our families, do we? I guess the American people will have American flags out and spit on patriots. Maybe Ron Paul will be in chains, and you know they'll. Is that? I guess America will go along with that, or?
I don't know what his view on it is. To be honest, I know that he's waking up. He's not really all the way there. He's not as enthusiastic and as sure about it as I am. I've kind of been breaking him in. And
now you were in an internal bid system as contractors and were able to see this. Quite a few of those have leaked out. We need more folks to publish those and go public. You had something else to add?
Well, I was going to also add that I work for public health in Kentucky, and we've got a major immigration program going on where we're bringing in hundreds of refugees from Malaysia.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. We'll be right back.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, I'm going to jam in some more calls in this segment, and the main radio show ends. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to continue with 30 minutes into the next hour, though, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks listening on the Internet, the audio streams. And I wanted to air this in the main show, but computer issues, it wasn't done encoding this special report. It's going to be up on Infowars.com in a few hours on YouTube. We're going to premiere it for PrisonPlanet.tv members coming up. It's titled Genetic Armageddon. Genetic Armageddon, humanity's greatest threat. And it's 15 minutes long, and I cannot describe to you how important this is. You know, that's what's frustrating and why I got mad at Glenn Beck, because I want to believe in Glenn Beck. I mean, I promote Lou Dobbs. He's not perfect. Judge Napolitano, because they're the same year to year, like Ron Paul. I mean, that's what they're real. I don't even have to totally agree with somebody on every issue I do with Ron Paul, as long as you're real and are a good person. I don't want to get off into Glenn Beck. It's just that we sent him emails. We sent him packages, the purchase orders for the camps, the admissions, the Rex 84 congressional hearings. I know folks in his organization did see it, I was told. I sent a letter to Beck, and I was told by another Fox News host he got mad. It was that public letter, but an open letter to Glenn Beck where I was really heartfelt and said, don't be a traitor. Maybe you're ignorant. Supposedly, he got really angry by it. And he came out and said FEMA camps aren't real after building it up for a month saying it wasn't. I mean, saying it was real. And then I've got the Houston Chronicle on it. I've got the Wall Street Journal. I've got the purchase orders. And, I mean, it's not funny. I've been to urban warfare drills 12 years ago where they practiced to take our guns in America. This isn't a game. And it's public the troops are training to take guns. 2 years ago, the Army Times had a quote saying NORTHCOM is preparing to pull triggers on Americans. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Look at what's happening. This isn't a game. We're all in danger. Our children, our future. Every time I look at my children, my blood boils. Because they're innocent, they're good, they're sweet, they're loving. And the whole world wants to wreck their innocence and wreck their future and wreck your children's future. And it's the naivete. It's not even the evil that's destroying our world. As Thomas Jefferson said, it's not the evil. It's that good men do nothing. And you've got to start respecting yourself. I am not even that smart. I am not the best there is. But I'm somebody who's ready to fight, ready to get involved. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what people say about me or make fun of me or attack me or lie about me at the end of the day, because I know I'm right and I'm on a mission to expose these criminals. And if you don't have chills running up and down the back of your spine out there at the things that are happening, you don't have any type of common sense or any type of survival instinct and no discernment. And if you think of fighting tyranny as a hassle, it's not a hassle. It's an absolute compulsion to not want to be a slave and to see tyranny as a threat and to instinctively be threatened by it. You know, tyranny, as I've said 100 times, doesn't just sit at one spot. It either gets worse or it gets reversed. It either is on its heels or it's coming down like a hurricane. And government is a dangerous servant, a fearful master, like fire, as George Washington said. God love them. And we are repeating history right now. We are repeating history right now. Oh, you think it's corny to love George Washington? You don't know about George Washington and Andrew Jackson, who weren't perfect men, but they were real folks. And they did love freedom, and they did care about it, the idea of liberty. George Washington was offered to be king, and he said, I don't want that. I want to go to my farm. That's the kind of leaders we need. People that take the responsibility of leadership because they care about people, not because they're a bunch of preening, control freak scum who get off on committing crime. The globalists enjoy running us into the ground. They enjoy hiring criminals. They enjoy dominating. They're a bunch of scum, and it's time for real men and women to stand up and defeat them. This main broadcast is over. We'll be back. PrisonPlanet.tv only in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.